You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play?
Boys Against the Goals.
With Dom and Jeremy.
Okay.
All right, let's play. Yeah. Let's meet the players. Representing for the dudes today, it's Joe. What's the matter, Joe?
Joe.
Hey, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thanks for being on the show. What do you do for a living, sir?
I manage a glass recycling plant.
All right.
How much tonnage of glass comes through on a daily basis?
We try to run 260 tons a day.
Holy cow. What do you do with all that glass? Do you melt it down and make new glass or what?
It's called a bottle-to-bottle facility, so it goes right back to two manufacturers of beer bottles in town.
So you just rinse them out a little bit and send them off.
Nah, it's all crushed up. And
okay. I thought maybe you just rinse them.
That's what it sounded like, didn't
it? Sure did.
Just run it under a tap.
Yeah,
just
dump it out.
Swish it around a little bit.
Send it back to Budweiser. How many times have you cut yourself open, Joe?
Zero.
Really?
Hmm.
That's impressive.
He noticed he said he manages it, so he sits up in the office.
He lets the other guys.
He just opens his window. Hey,
you're
faster!
You're bleeding!
Faster!
Good for you, Joe.
Good luck to you today, all right?
Thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome. The woman who's going to try to tie things up for the month, because the boys are up 1-0 for February, that woman is Caitlin. Caitlin, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What is it that you do?
I DoorDash.
Oh, you got any food with you right now?
No, I do not. I just dropped my brother off at work.
Oh, you're dropping all sorts of stuff off.
Yeah.
We have to ask the question that we ask every time. I'm wondering if you'll be honest with us. How many times have you taken one fry, at least?
Just one
French fry.
One little nibble.
Never, actually. I don't want to touch people's food because I wouldn't want anybody to touch mine. So,
you are a good human.
Mm.
You are.
What if you use like a napkin and you just reach
a little
in
plastic
and
fork,
one fry
nope.
out without touching
nope.
anything?
I'm a little crazy about my food, so don't want to touch anyone else's.
Smart move.
Gotcha. All right. Well, you're the perfect person for this job, then.
I couldn't do it. I'd take a bite
out
of a cheeseburger.
Absolutely the best hire they could make.
I'd eat a slice of pizza. Couple wings, something.
Or at least pull one pepperoni off.
One pepperoni,
and then
kind of
straighten it all up so it doesn't look like
one pepperoni.
One single pepperoni.
Yeah. When I take my brother, he's like, oh, can I just take a piece? And I always told him, nope.
See?
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Good luck to you today. The ladies could stand a point. What's going to happen is Jeremy is going to ask you some questions that guys are probably more likely to know, and then I have questions for Mr. Glass Recycling Joe that women are probably more likely to know. Best out of three wins gets the prize. If we're tied after three, we play sudden death overtime. And we also alternate who goes first. The dudes are first today. Joe, are you ready?
I am ready.
The pop singer, Robin Fenty. Pop singer Robin Fenty. She just goes by her middle name. So we know her as who? Guess.
Ludacris.
That's way off.
We know her as it's funny. Rihanna is who
Rihanna.
That is. Robin Fenty. That's she has a what's that a company that she has that she just is called Fenty.
Yeah, that's right.
She's pregnant too.
She's
right
got
now.
A baby bump. A little baby.
Correct.
Little baby.
See, Joe
human.
Knows that. That should have been my question, I guess. What famous? I'll make that one on next week's question.
Okay.
All right, over to Caitlin we go.
Caitlin, this is kind of up your alley. Who is the host of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives? He's also the mayor of Flavortown.
Guy Fieri?
Yeah.
You weren't going to slip that past her no matter what.
I know.
My parents love Diners, Drive-Ins, and Drives. Whatever that thing is.
Triple D.
Whatever that is.
Triple D.
Triple D.
Yep.
They've
done
a few of them here in the Denver area. What was that burrito place over on Federal that they went to?
What was
that
place? And I think you might have went to Sam's Number 3. Maybe? Maybe not? I don't know.
I think you might be right.
I went to a place in New Mexico that he visited, and So-so.
Not that good, huh?
A lot of TV production.
I do love a good dive bar, though. I mean, I really do. Back over to Joe. Joe, tell me this. Who did Forbes magazine claim was the youngest self-made billionaire ever?
Ludicrous.
Kylie Jenner.
Did you say Kylie Jenner?
Kai?
Correct. Yeah. Look at that.
Look at you.
He knew that one. Back over to Caitlin.
Caitlin.
By the way, we did dispute that whole self-made. That's a bunch of baloney is what it is.
Yeah, it was a big stink in the news.
It certainly was not self-made.
Yeah, she's got a name.
I mean, congratulations to her. I'm not knocking that. But I think consider self-made to be nobody knows who you are.
Yep.
You come out of nowhere with nothing. You don't start in the Kardashian family. And the
Kardashian bubble.
Yeah. Back to Caitlin.
Oh, sweet Caitlin. The movie Hobbs and Shaw was a spinoff of what movie franchise?
Was it Fast and Furious?
Sure was.
Dang, yeah.
Good job, playa.
She's not missing anything. Joe, here's the story, buddy. You need this to stay alive. If you miss it, the game is OVER.
Oh. Oh, no.
Are you ready? Bring it on!
Bring it on.
If you are threading, what part of your body are you most likely grooming?
Eyebrows.
That is correct.
Joe knows eyebrows.
Does he, or are you with somebody right now, Joe?
I do Joe? Have two silent partners. They have promised to be quiet.
Who are these partners that are helping you with these questions?
Granddaughters?
No cheating, Joe.
I feel like Joe's being told the answers.
There's a long pause.
There's
isn't
a pause,
there?
And then you say it as if you're repeating what you've heard. Joe, look me in the eye. Have they uttered a word and helped you with any of these? Be honest.
They thought my answer, Ludacris, was dumb.
Look at him answering like a lawyer or something.
He didn't really answer the question. Let me put it this way. I'm suspicious.
Let's continue.
Back to Caitlin. Caitlin, if you get this, you win the game. If not, we're going to go to sudden death overtime.
All right, Caitlin. What video game company makes the Switch gaming console?
Nintendo?
Yeah.
That's it.
And that's the
game
it.
Is
over.
Well, Joe, whether you were getting help or not, it didn't matter because Caitlin wasn't going to miss anything today.
She's on fire.
Anything.
She rocked. Yeah.
She did, my friend. Joseph, you do need to take some medicine. Tell me when you're ready for it.
I'm set. Go ahead.
Girls rule.
Yes, they do today,
right,
Mr.
Joey.
Glass Recycler. Hey, thank you for listening with your granddaughters. Thanks for being on the show, my friend, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, Joe.
You too. Bye-bye. Caitlin, the girls needed a point, and you delivered. Get it, Jeremy?
Oh, she delivered. DoorDash! Eat the pepperoni.
She's not wanting to have any fun with us.
No. All right,
whatsoever.
Caitlin, back to work for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, you got the prize. If you will stand by, Josh will tell you all about it, okay?
Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. Whew. Yeah, she was all business.
Very much so.
There we go.
All right, look at that.
Those contestants got 5 out of 6.
Good job. Good game.
All four of our contestants today, Caitlin, Joe, and
his two granddaughters. Yeah, it was a good game
got
for everybody.
Got 5 out of 6.
Well done, everybody. Team effort.
Can't do it that way.
Don't
folks.
Do that.
No. We'll play again on Tuesday. Boys Against the Girls on the Dom and Jeremy Show.